The U.S. Meat Export Federation views Ecuador as a promising market for U.S. beef and pork, but exports have been hampered by a number of obstacles. Director of Export Services and Access Cheyenne McIndaffer has more in this USMEF report.
Ecuador is a country we have had access to for some time, but due to various reasons, continues to be a smaller but growing market for us. Even though we do not have a free trade agreement with Ecuador, there is still strong demand for U.S. ag products, as evidenced by record large U.S. ag imports in 2020. There's a strong tourism sector, and another benefit is that they use the U.S. dollar, so slumping South American currencies aren't a factor here. Although sometimes we do run into hurdles when government policies try and prevent those dollars from leaving the country. U.S. beef regained access to Ecuador in 2014. However, high import surcharges on both beef and pork combined with non-preferential tariffs due to no FTA hampered U.S. red meat exports for years. Those import surcharges have since dropped on our products, but vague import licensing requirements have still hampered our opportunities. U.S. beef exports to Ecuador were record large last year, but total volumes continue to be smaller than we like and consist mostly of offals. Demand for U.S. beef cuts is growing, though, and something we'd like to see become a bigger proportion of exports.
The meat industry continues to work with the U.S. government to find ways to make exports to Ecuador move more smoothly.
The U.S. government has been active in addressing the opaque import license process, including establishing clear criteria for getting a license, plus extending the validity of those licenses to 1 year with a clear renewal process. Furthermore, USMEF and industry partners just learned of a plant and product registration requirement for Ecuador. This can limit the eligible number of suppliers we have for the market. We have unfortunately seen this bear out in other markets like Brazil. That is why we and other trade associations have been very engaged with the U.S. government to push for a registration process that is feasible for our industry. This is an ongoing topic, and we hope to have a better sense of both the process and which suppliers will seek eligibility by the end of the year.
For more information, please visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.